الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث رواه عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله عز وجل من هذه الأيام العشر. قالوا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البخاري. وبعد، Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Most respected members of the community, we are extremely fortunate that Allah Azza wa Jal, through His infinite grace, has blessed us the most precious gift that anybody could have ever hoped for, and that is the gift of Iman. This is such a precious gift that that person who departs from this dunya with the lowest level of Iman ever in human history, just an iota, an atom's weight of acceptable iman to Allah Azza wa Jal, belief in everything that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has conveyed as a matter of this deen, to believe in all of those with absolute yaqeen and conviction, then the lowest ranked believer, the last person to enter into Jannah, would be given a Jannat 10 times the size of this world. Alhamdulillah on this precious gift of Iman, and it is only Iman and living out the pure injunctions of the Shariat of Islam over and above eternal and everlasting success in the hereafter. It is only means of guaranteeing, of being a guarantee of a life of inner peace and contentment that is also dependent only on Iman and pious deeds. لَنُحْيِيَنَّوْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala has honored us to be in the Ummah of Allah's Habib, Sayyiduna, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Ummah is the last to come to this world, will be the first to be given entrance into Jannah. And many, many virtues of this Ummah and the salient features have been mentioned in the previous scriptures, just as the qualities and features of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been detailed, so has those of this Ummah been. Allah Ta'ala has blessed this Ummah virtue and superiority through the link and association with our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in many, many ways. Therefore, we reciprocate this great responsibility of being connected to Allah's Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to live and practice the Mubarak ways and the Sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives. Under these circumstances, as the ulama of the ummah have directed the ummah in past difficulties to resort to reading from the life of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, read at home from the seerah, a beautiful reference kitab, the Siratul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is indeed a very, very potent means of drawing speedily the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Today being the day of Jumu'ah, we have been encouraged to recite Durood Sharif in greater abundance night and day of Jumu'ah. Amongst the innumerable benefits of Durood Sharif, that just one Durood Sharif, 10 mercies descend upon a person, 10 sins are forgiven, 10 ranks elevated. One hadith also elaborates that just for one Durood Sharif, a person gets the reward of Qirat. Qirat is a mountain as huge as Mount Uhud for one salawat and Durood. So on this day, as well as generally in our lives, increase, abundantly recite Durood Sharif, one great means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, a great means of happiness and success in this world and in the hereafter. This being the day of Jummah, we also try and read the Suratul Kahf, a means of forgiveness of all the sins of the past week, a guarantee of protection from all trials, tribulations, fitnas for the entire coming week. Even if Dajjal were to emerge, that person's iman remains safeguarded. Resort to abundant dua in the special moments, especially in the closing moments of Jummah between Asr and Maghrib, when it is reputed that duas are very readily accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Make dua for ourselves. We make sincere dua that those who are ill in our community and in the ummah, Allah Ta'ala grants complete, speedy and lasting afiyah and shifa. And that Allah Ta'ala grants maghfirah to our marhumeen. Sincerely, fervently make dua. Remember the ummah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who are oppressed in many parts of the world in recent days, Central African Republic, many other parts of the world. Dua is a great, great weapon that Allah Ta'ala has granted to the believer. And just as Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah with the best in every regard, the best of places as our sanctuous places, Makkah Mukarramah, Al-Madinatul Munawwara, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and its precincts, the Mubarak lands of Sham, the Levant of Greater Syria. Similarly, as far as time is concerned, Allah has blessed this ummah with the best of all months, the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Today being the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah with the best day of the week, which the Yahud had missed by one day, the Nasara by 2 days. Best day of the week, leader, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best, the leader of all days of the week, the most virtuous of all days of the week. Allah Ta'ala has given it as a special gift to this ummah on a weekly basis, the day of Jumu'ah. And then we are about to experience, and this is what we discuss today, inshallah, very, very special days and nights that are about to dawn upon us today, Friday being the 28th of Dhul Qa'dah. So tomorrow, Saturday, 29th, we try and search for the moon tomorrow night, Saturday night. If it is sighted, the first of Dhul Hijjah is from Sunday onwards, inshallah. And if it is not sighted, then the first of Dhul Hijjah is from Monday onwards. So these 10 nights and 10 days, extremely valuable, extremely precious. Once again, Allah has favored this ummah of His beloved Habib Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the best and the most virtuous. We really cannot fully fathom and do justice to the superiority, the virtue and the greatness of these days that are about to dawn upon us. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of the last month of the Islamic calendar, the days of Dhul Hijjah. In general terms, these fall within the month of Dhul Hijjah, which falls within the four sanctuous months of the year, the month of Rajab, and thereafter Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and the month of Muharram, that is one virtue, in the Arba'atu Hurum, the four sanctuous months of the year. It also falls within the days of Hajj. We beg Allah Ta'ala to open up the doors of our masajid with Izzah and Afiyah. Allah Ta'ala opens up and facilitates easiness in Umrah, in Hajj, etc. So they fall within the very special days of Hajj. Within these 10 days, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, day of Arafat, which we'll talk about inshallah in future lessons, that is the most superior, single, most virtuous day of the entire year. And it's fasting, a means of forgiveness of the sins of the past and the coming year, the day just before Eidul Adha, the day before Qurbani Eid. The 9th of Dhul Hijjah, known as the day of Arafat, that has immense blessings, which we'll look at further, inshallah. So that also falls within these first 10 days. But regarding these 10 days, you know, understand it as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that now and again, the waves of Allah Ta'ala's special mercies come along. The waves of Allah Ta'ala's special mercy come along, where it spreads an abundance of mercy and forgiveness in every direction, in every way. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, put yourself on line for the special waves of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, of His forgiveness, of an opportunity to amass as much reward as possible with the least amount of effort. So put yourselves on line, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, to derive from the special mercies of Allah Ta'ala. So these 10 days are one of those special moments, those special waves and wave of Allah Ta'ala's mercies. What does our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says? And before that, the ayat of Quran Kareem quoted, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the 10 nights, varying opinions as to which 10 days and nights are implied in this verse. Some opine that it is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But many, many opine, a very strong opinion, that Allah Ta'ala is taking a qasam on these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We know for us it is only permissible to take an oath, a qasam, in the name of Allah, the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran Azim has taken an oath on various aspects of His creation. And when Allah takes an oath on something, it is to emphasize its value and its importance. So when Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on these 10 nights incorporating the 10 days with them simultaneously, it tells us the grandeur, the virtue, the status of these 10 days and nights. What an honor that Allah Ta'ala allows us to witness something which Allah Himself has taken a qasam, an oath on. What does our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say regarding this? The hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah, quoted in the opening khutbah, says, one occasion Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to us that there are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than during these 10 days and nights. Sahaba radiallahu anhumah said, because they understood that the most virtuous, the pinnacle of actions in our deen, is striving, sacrificing, jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that not even jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala can equate to these 10 days. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, not even jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala, except that person who has went out and sacrificed oneself, one's life, and all of one's wealth, and returns with nothing absolutely. In other words, one loses all of one's wealth in the path of Allah, and one's life is given for the cause of the deen, for the pleasure and the love of Allah Ta'ala, only that person will be superior. So we learn, let us notice the various differing words used by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that there are no days more beloved to Allah Ta'ala in which good deeds are done than these 10 days. Another narration has the addition, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. There are no days in which good deeds are magnified, that are more great, that are magnified more than in these 10 days. Another narration, thirdly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَلَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. There are no days which are more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than these 10 days. So these are the most virtuous, they are the greatest, they are the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam furthermore says, مَا مِنْ عَمَلٍ أَزْكَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. There are no days in which good deeds are more pure. In other words, they are purified, multiplied, manifold than these days. وَلَا أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. Furthermore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, there are no days in which good deeds reward is multiplied, is greater than good deeds done in these days. So any good deed that we do in these days and nights, normally for every good deed, the reward is multiplied at least minimum tenfold, sometimes 70, sometimes 700, and sometimes well beyond that, and only Allah knows the reward of it. So these days are days in which good deeds, the reward is magnificent, it is greater than any other time of the year. So much so, in our pious predecessors, a great personality, great alim, Sa'id bin Jubair, rahimahullah, it is said about him, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَيَّامُ الْعَشَرِ, when these 10 days would come along, we free ourselves to exert, we are encouraged to exert in as many good deeds as possible, اجْتَهَدَ اجْتِهَادًا شَدِيدًا حَتَّى مَا يَكَادُ يُقْدَرُ عَلَيْهِ. Sa'id bin Jubair, rahimahullah, during these 10 days and nights, would exert himself so profusely that he would lose all his strength. He would become extremely weakened because of exerting himself in these 10 days and nights. We learn a further virtue, أَفْضَلُ مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ. There are no days, so we have learned it, they are the most beloved days to Allah, the greatest of days, the most beloved of days to Allah Ta'ala, the purest of days to Allah, the days in which good deeds are multiplied many, many fold. And we learn further here, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا الْعَشَرِ. The most virtuous of all days in this world are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Furthermore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was once asked that 10 days exerting in ibadah and 10 days striving in jihad in the path of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in that instance, under normal circumstances, mentions that these days are more virtuous. Furthermore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُتَعَبَّدَ لَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ عَشَرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. There are no days in which it is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala that Allah's servant exerts oneself excessively in ibadah than during these 10 days. No days in which it is more beloved to Allah that a servant excessively exerts oneself than during these 10 days. Furthermore, we learn another great reward of and the benefit of good deeds being multiplied. One narration mentions that the minimum good deeds done in these days and nights are multiplied at least 700 times. At least 700 times. It has also been mentioned that one of these days equates in their goodness and their reward being multiplied equivalent to 1,000 days. Subhanallah, that one of these 10 days, each one day and good done in it, is equivalent to 1,000 days. And of these 10, as mentioned, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, day of Arafat, the greatest of all, that day itself is equivalent in its goodness to 10,000 days. So, subhanAllah, what a great opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given to us to exert ourselves, to try our best, and especially under these circumstances, when we are desperately in need to use every means to draw the reins of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, then to exert ourselves in these opportune days and nights. Every moment, every second in them are extremely precious. So what do we do in these days? There are certain actions Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has expressly mentioned. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّحْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, abundantly recite. Generally, there is one narration that talks about doing dhikr in abundance. And here we find Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically says that abundantly recite, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So simple, recite abundantly the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We can add on to that, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. So dhikr in general, and these tasbihat, the third kalima as much as possible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one instance that during these 10 days and nights, each night spent in ibadah is like